姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
其实本来跟一开始跟牧师沟通说啊，来做简单的分享，然后。
So it was a short, a simple sharing。
但牧师鼓励我说，要不然就做一次啊讲道，跟大家也相当于是一个毕业的讲道。
Then my pastor encouraged me to preach a sermon. It's like a graduation sermon.
其实我非常的紧张，昨晚都没有睡好。
I didn't have a good sleep last night. I'm very nervous right now.
大家都知道我是非常能睡的，然后昨天醒了两三次。
You know, I was very good at sleeping, so, but I didn't sleep very well last night.
也感谢教会，就是这么多年来一直支持和鼓励，让我能够把神学院这三年半，将近四年的时间，把这个课程念下来。
So I'm so grateful that church has supported me these 3 and 4 years to finish this degree.
因为这个课程对我来说非常的难，但是我相信如果没有神的带领，我应该是念不下来的。
So this degree, it was very difficult for me, but without God, I cannot finish it.
最近有段时间，就是有一段经文一直出现在脑海里，所以我把它当作今天讲到的题目。
So recently, this verse comes to me very often, so I use it as the topic verse for today.
我们一起来念一下这段经文。
So let's read together.
我们用英文中文一起来念。
So we read together our Chinese and English.
格林多后书四章十八节。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我们一起低头做个祷告。
好 ，Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们真的是满心的感谢你，赞美你。
So, dear Jesus, we thank you, praise you.
我们深深地知道，在这世上，你依然眷顾着我们。
We know deeply that you're watching us on this earth.
我们所能见到的，我们总是愿意去追求它。
We're pursuing everything we can see.
我们所见不到的，我们反而去软弱。
But we're weak for those things unseen.
因为我们不相信你会给我们最美好的。
Sometimes we cannot believe you give us the best.
主啊，也谢谢你拣选了我们这一批人。
Thank you for choosing us.
让我们可以认识你。
So that we can know you.
我们可以知道说，在这世上也有永恒的。
So that we know there's eternity.
主啊，也求你来看顾我们，保守我们。
So protect us.
也打开我们的心。
Open our hearts.
让我们能够把你的话语也住进到我们身体里面。
So put your words inside of us.
在我们的灵魂里面，让我们活出来。
So we live from inside out.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
So pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
阿门。
这段经文呢，出现在我的脑海里非常久。
So this verse comes to me for a long time.
然后有一个声音，他就一直在提醒我说。
So a voice reminds me.
那看得见的是短暂的，看不见的是永远的。
The things seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
就是来我在美国这七年的时间。
In these 7 years.
我在学业还有教会还有前半年，今年的前半年，在事业上面在来回奔波的时候。
So in these years, in my study, in my career.
唯一的动力就是神。
So the only motivation for me is God.
可能是因为我一直在教会长大。
So I was grow up in the church.
我太清楚世上的一切都是恩典，都是短暂的。
I know everything is God's grace, but temporary.
然而只有与神的关系是永恒的。
The only thing is eternal is the relationship with God.
但我又深深地知道说这些短暂的东西又是神加添给我们的。
But I also know those temporary things are also from God.
所以无论他赐给我们什么，我们都当以感恩的心去接受。
Whatever he gives us, we should receive it with gratitude.
我们也知道这个哥林多后书是保罗所写的。
we know Paul wrote Second Corinthians.
保罗所经历的患难都是极其沉重的。
What Paul has experienced are many difficulties.
被捕、受审、被囚。
He was arrested. He was in the jail.
在第二次入狱后又斩首殉道。
So the second time he was in the jail, he was beheaded.
他这样的患难是伴随着他为主做工的一生。
So the difficulties are were with him all his life.
所以神所赐给他的亮光也是非常的宝贵。
So the light God gave to him was very precious.
所以他才会有这样的感动，说原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So that he can wrote this verse that we're not fixing our eyes on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
我们看一下今天的大纲。
Let's see the outline for today.
就是我会分三个部分来分享。
There are three parts.
有短暂的、永远的，还有结论。
The temporary, the eternal, and the summary.
我们来看下一章。
The next slide.
短暂的，哪些是短暂的呢？
So what is the temporary?
我们可以看到，我们可以一直在按一下，再按一下。好
next.
我们可以来看一下格林多后书四章十六到十八节。
Let's see the Corinthians 4:16-18.
我 highlight 一些红色的字体。
Some highlights with the red.
有外体虽然毁坏。
The red reads outwardly we are wasting away.
至暂至轻的苦楚。
And the light and the momentary troubles.
还有第十八节的所见的。
And also what is seen.
这里也写出来了，所见的是指人的感官所能感受的一切属地的事物。
So that means what is seen is everything we can feel, the earthly things.
如果看这个经文的前后文的话，就是包括身体的毁坏和所忍受的苦楚。
So we see the context includes our bodies and our troubles.
当我想到这些的时候，我就 refer 到我学的心理咨询这个专业。
So when I saw these words, I referred back to my study in the psychology.
所以今天给大家介绍一下这个马斯洛的需求层次理论。
So I want to introduce this Maslow's hierarchy of needs to you.
这个是中文版的，包括生理需求、安全、社交、尊重、自我实现的需求。
So this is a Chinese version.
我们下一页可以看到中文和英文版的放在一起的。
So、both Chinese and English version and includes self-actualization, esteem, love, belonging, safety, physiological.
大家这里面可以看到最下面两层是很基础的需求。
The bottom two levels are very basic needs.
中间两个指的是社交上面的。
The middle session are related to social relationship.
最上面那一个是自我实现需求。
So the top one is our self-fulfillment needs.
在某种程度上，最上面那一个是跟我们信仰也是有一些相关性的。
So the top one are somehow related to our faith.
我们看一下生理需求，主要是维持生存的基本需要。
So our bodily needs are what we needed to survive.
包括这里面提到了食物、水，还有这个温暖和休息。
Such as food, waters, warmth and rest.
第二层需求就是我们安全方面的。
And then the second one is related to the safety.
就比如说我们科村就是很安全的一个地方。
For example, Corvallis is a very safe place.
然后我们第三层需求是指的是社会方面的爱与隶属的需求。
The third level is the social needs and belongings.
就是我们渴望是被人接纳、关怀，然后获得鼓励与支持。
So we want to be accepted, supported.
然后第四层的话是我们尊重的需求。
The first level is the esteem needs.
就是我们希望得到他人的尊重，满足我们个人的自尊心。
So we want to be respected.
比如说我们的意见被采纳呀，这也是一种被尊重的感觉。
For example, our opinions are accepted by others.
我们最高的一个需求就是我们自我实现。
So the top needs are called self-actualization.
这个是很多人都在追求的。
A lot of people are pursuing this need.
因为下面四层的话是相对比较容易达到的。
The bottom four levels are relatively easier to be achieved.
最高一层就是我们要从事自己心中所理想的工作。
For example, the top one is, for example, is I want to have my the career I like.
对于我们来说，我们有信仰的人是希望能够活出信仰。
So for our Christians, we want to live out our faith.
所以也就是说，这个金字塔呢，也不完全只是一个短暂的，它里面也包含一些永恒的东西。
So this picture includes something our internal, not only something earthly things.
重点在于说我们怎么去看待它，我们怎么样去追求这些东西。
The point is, how do we approach it?
好，我们看第二部分。
The second part.
只是讲的是永远的部分。
It talks about eternity.
我们看一下下一章。那什么是可以永远的呢？
So what things can be eternal?
那我想到的第一个就是与神的关系。
The first one, I think, is the relationship with God.
而这里的神就是我们所说的三位一体的神。
So the God we're talking about here is the Trinity God.
就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
可以点下一张，对，这里有中英文对照的。今天带诗歌的时候，我们诗歌里面也提到了三一真神。
So in the worship, we also mentioned the Trinity God.
所以我们也可以想到说，包括圣灵所结的果子，它也是与神永恒的关系所带来的。
So the spiritual fruits through the Holy Spirit is also part of the eternity.
我们也一直说它是一颗果子，但是有九个不同的方面。
So we know that's one fruit, but has nine different aspects.
而且九个方面，它们是相辅相成的，它不能单出来只看一个。
And these nine different aspects are related to each other.
好，这里我们有看到说，所不见的，就是第十八节提到的是，指人的感官所感受不到，但在信心的灵里却能知道的一切属天的事情。
So these unseen things in verse 18 is about the things we cannot feel, but in the faith we can know all things belongs to the heaven.
我们再看一下经文。
So let's read this verse again.
我们一起来念一下《哥林多后书》四章十六到十八节，中英文一起。
So let's read together.
哥林多后书四章十六到十八节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心死一天。我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。我这里也 highlight 了一些红色的字体。
So I also highlight some words.
在第十六节有提到说内心的更新。
So in the verse 16, it talks about the inward being renewed day by day.
所以内心的更新它也是看不见的。
So we cannot see our inward being renewed.
但因着与神的关系，因着我们愿意活出这个信仰来，我们能感受到有变化。
But through the relationship with God, we can feel it.
而且它是一个很慢的过程。
So it's a long time process.
然后在第十七节有提到说，将来极重无比永远的荣耀。
In verse 17, it talks also about an eternal glory that outweighs them all.
这个的话，我们活着的时候是看不见的。
We cannot see this when we're still alive.
所以只有在我们与神见面的时候，我们才能够真正知道说神为我们预备的是多么的美，多么的善。
So only when we see God face to face, we can see what's the glory He has provided for us.
所以这三节经文它是一个关于短暂与永恒一个非常简单但是又很深刻的一个总结。
So these three verses are a topic about the temporary and eternal.
我相信如果保罗没有这么多的苦难这样的经历神的话我觉得他也说不出来这样的话。
So without the experience with God, I think Paul could not write this verse.
而且这也是一个信心的体现。
This is also a manifestation of our faith.
好，我们再看永远的部分的第二部分。
So then the second point of the eternal part.
是一个品格的塑造。
It's about the character development.
我记得咱们教会有人受洗的话，我们会送两本书。
Everyone baptized in our church will give him two books.
一本是圣经。
One book is the Bible.
另外一本大家知道是什么吗？
The other book is.
有可能有变化，但是至少我那一年看到的是那一本书。
At least in my experience, I have the second book.
标杆人生，我有听到。对，
the,
是标杆人生。
The purpose-driven life.
对，所以品格的塑造是来自于这个标杆人生。
So character development are from this book.
因为我现在在西雅图教会嘛，然后我们教会的第一季度是我们这个团契一起来念一本书，就是标杆人生，所以我又从头又念了一遍。
So in the church in Seattle, we start reading this book, Purpose Driven Life.
我们可以看一下第一点。
Let's see the first point.
神为我们所定的人生终极目标不是安逸享乐，而是品格的塑造。
So God's ultimate goal for our life on earth is not comfort, but character development.
大家知道安逸享受是一个所看得见的。
So enjoying our life is something we can see.
而品格的塑造我们没有那么容易看见。
But it's not easy to see our character development.
所以它是一种隐藏式的，但是它也是可以永久的。
It is hidden, it's also eternal.
这让我想起之前在小组分享的时候。
I remember in our small group discussion back in Seattle.
有个人分享说，有个人去世了，他什么东西都没有带走。
So someone shared that someone passed away and without taking everything with him.
但是他留下了一些东西。
But he leaves something.
他留下的就是他之前活着的时候所散发出来那种品格。
Something is that is his character development when he was alive.
也就是说他的品格是影响到了他的家人、孩子以及身边的人。
So his character can have influence with people surrounding him.
所以神对我们品格的塑造是非常的看重的。
I think our character development is important, even in God's eyes.
我们看第二点。
The second point.
人生是一场考验，这种比喻在圣经中也出现了多次。神不断地在试验人的品格、信心、顺服、爱心、正直以及忠诚。
So our life on earth is also a test. In Bible, the life metaphor is seen in stories.God continually tests people's character, faith, obedience, love, integrity, and loyalty.
试验、引诱、熬炼、考验等字眼呢，在圣经中出现了超过200多次。
So these words like trials, temptations, refining, and testing occur more than 200 times in the Bible.
神考验亚伯拉罕，要他献以撒为祭。
God tested Abraham, by asking him to offer his son Isaac.
也考验雅各，要他付出多几年才可以娶拉结为妻。
God also tested Jacob when he had to work extra years to earn Rachel as his wife.
亚当和夏娃呢，在伊甸园的考验中失败了。
Adam and Eve failed their test in the Garden of Eden.
大卫也曾多次在考验中失败。
And David failed several times, from God.
但是圣经里面也有很多胜过考验的例子。
And we also have examples in the Bible, people passed their tests.
比如约瑟、路德、以斯帖、但以理等等。
Such as Joseph, Ruth, Esther, and Daniel.
好，我们看第三点。
So the third point.
当我们进入永恒的时候，我们必须留下一切，所能带走的就是我们的品格特质。
So when we enter into eternity, we will leave everything behind. All we are taking with us is our character.
这让我想到之前在咱们教会的时候，你牧师也有分享说，我们与神的关系是一直存在的，哪怕我们的肉身不见了，但是我们跟神的关系，它是在我们的记忆当中也是有的。
So I remember Pastor Frank has shared even when we passed away, our everything is gone, but the relationship with God we will take to the heaven.
所以也就是说，我们在活着的时候要珍惜可以跟神建立关系这样的一个机会。
So we have to use our time on earth to build good relationship with God.
下面我节选了两段。这个标杆人生的话，我们来一起念一下。
So here I list two references from this book, Purpose Driven Life.
我们先念第一段。
Let's read the first paragraph.
经过考验，品格就能够被塑造及显明出来，而整个人生就是一场考验。神总是考验你。他经常注意你如何面对他人、困难、成功、冲突、疾病、失望，甚至天气，就连替人开门或从地上拾起废物，以及你对服务员和应征的态度等等简单的行动，神也在留心观察。所以我们也能够知道说神真的是无所不在的神。
So we know God is everywhere.
他查验我们的一点一滴。
He examines everything.
不要想着说，哎，神看不到，没有人看见，没有人知道。
Do not say God cannot see.
神他是无时无刻都在，就好比说现在神就在我们当中，你感受到了吗？
God is watching us in every moment, even now.
就让我想起我小的时候去教会，一听讲到就睡觉。
So when I was a child, when every time I go to the church, I went to the church, I will fall asleep.
我在想，神可能也坐在我旁边在看着我。你要什么时候醒来呢？
I think God probably seated by me and just watch me to be awakened.
所以神也是一个非常可爱的。
So God is so lovely.
好，我们看下一段。
So the next reference.
我们一起来念一下。
Let's read together.
当你明白人生是一场考验时，你就会知道人生没有一件事是无关痛痒的，即使最微不足道的事件。对你品格的培养都至为重要，每一天都重要，每一刻都是你成长的机会，会让你的品格继续成长，更能表达爱心，更依靠神。所以这段话也是告诉我们说，我们品格塑造的过程也是神一直陪我们走过的过程。
So God will be with us in every moment our character is developed.
他没有让我们自己去建立品格。
He didn't leave us alone.
而且这个品格，它是我们的habit， 就是
习惯，
就是我们每一个小小的习惯的集合。
So our characters are assembling of all our habits, small habits.
所以我们不要轻看我们自己任何一点小小的习惯，它都会对我们的品格是有影响的。
So every single, even small habit will have influence on our character.
所以神真的是无所不在。
So God is everywhere.
好，我们看最后一部分。
So the last part.
我把重点弄成了一个表格。
So I made a table.
比如说短暂的是指人的感官所能感受的一切属地的事物。
So all the temporary things are everything belongs to earth and we can feel.
那永远的就是一切属天的。
And the eternal things are the things that belong to the heaven.
那回到哥林多后书四章这个经文的话。
So back to the verse today.
那短暂的就是身体的毁坏，忍受的苦楚。
So those temporary things are our bodies wasting away, and also our troubles.
那永远的就是我们内心的更新和将来极重无比永远的荣耀。
So the eternity are our inner hearts being renewed day by day, and also the future glory.
那我们最后一点讲到是跟我学的专业相关的，就是一个马斯洛的需求层次。
So, and also, we use this Maslow's hierarchy.
但它不完全是短暂的。
So this hierarchy is not all temporary.
因为比如说看不见的那种关系。
For example, the relationship we cannot see.
比如说对我们有信仰的人，我们追求活出神的样式，耶稣的样式。
So if we want to live a life like Jesus.
而且还有就是我们看待问题是如果从神的角度，神国的角度去看的话。
So if we want see these problems from God's eyes.
我们有些东西它也可以从短暂的变为永远的。
So something temporary can be eternal.
当然这里永远的也有品格的塑造。
The eternity also include the character development.
这个主要是我今天想带给大家的关于短暂和永远的一个分享。
So this is the sharing I want bring to you about the temporary and the eternal.
也是想跟大家分享一下见证说这三年半以来在神学院念书。
So this is also a testimony about my study back in the seminary.
三年半它是短暂的。
So it's three and a half years is a short time.
但是这段时间神所给我的所赐给我它是永远的。
So the things God have given to me during this time, these things are eternal.
就是在我念书的时候我就觉得说我啥时候能念完呢？
So for example, I was thinking about when can I finish it?
总觉得有太多的作业要写，太多的书要念，太多的 paper 要写。
I always feel that there's too many papers, too many books to read and things to do.
但是当我在过程当中再去享受神所赐给我的这一切的时候，
But when I turn to enjoying this things God have given to me.
我才知道说神是多么的爱我，把这三年半的时间他所带来的所赐给我的一些东西可能是我在外面永远学不到的。
Then I understand that all the things God have given to me is probably something I cannot enjoy or experience outside of the seminary.
就是神所预备的这一切都是超乎我的想象。
So God has prepared everything and all things for me is beyond my imagination.
所以这三年半对我来说很漫长。
So to me, it is a long time. These 3.5 years is very long.
因为有太多的东西要进来。
Because I need to learn a lot of things.
然后要消化。其实我虽然说已经毕业了。
So although I'm graduate now,
但是我想说的是在神学院学到的这些所有的东西我可能要用一生去消化然后去变成自己的。
Yeah, but the knowledge I've learned from the seminary, I need my whole life to understand, to experience.
但有一件事我非常的清楚，也更加的确信。
But one thing is very clear to me, and so pretty sure about it.
神是真实的，他是信实的。
God is real and faithful.
他没有一句话是落空的。
Nothing God said will fall on the ground.
所以呢，我这里选了一首回应诗歌。
So I want to use this song as a response hymn.
也是一直在我的脑海里，我一直哼这首诗歌。
So I've sung this song a lot of times.
那我邀请大家一起在这样的诗歌当中能够经历神。
So I invite you to experience God when we sing this song.
Okay, 稍等。
Wait a minute.
这个好像不对。我选的那个诗歌是抬起我的头，生命和灵粮堂的，有可能没有英文。
It's not the song I've selected. The song I selected is the Lifting Our Head.
不好意思，可能我给错链接了。
Maybe just a broken link. I just search.
但它没有英文的，好像有吗？这首对，
yeah.
谢谢。
That's the right one.
你按着我的名来认识我，不知息的爱将我拥抱，你为我穿上公义衫。使我活出神的尊荣，你按着我的命来认识我，不知息的爱将我拥抱，你为我穿上梦一生结衣裳，使我活出神 一生
Lord, we need to lift up our head. Lift up our head. Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you. Thank you.
谢谢你从来没有离开过我们。
You never for give up us.
无论高山与低谷，你都与我们同在。
In whatever troubles, you be with us.
主啊，我们眼见的都是短暂的。
What we can see is temporary.
那看不见的才是永远的。
The things unseen is eternal.
主啊，求你给我们这样的心智，
Give us this hope，
能够立定来跟随你。
Make our mind to follow you。
主啊，也求你来帮助我们。
And help us，
帮助我们。
Help us，
我们真的非常的软弱。
We're so weak。
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
And please help us，
坚定我们的心。
And make our heart stay fast。
当我们软弱的时候，让我们抬起头来。
Lift up our heads when we are weak.
来仰望你。
To look upon you.
深深的知道你一直爱着我们。
Know that you love us deeply.
你会一直牵着我们的手往前走。
And you take our hands and walk ahead.
主啊，也谢谢你把经文和诗歌带到我们当中来。
Thank you for giving us this message and this song.
主啊，求你来帮助我们。
And please help us.
让我们在生活当中活出你的样式。
Live out the examples of Jesus.
我们可以有一个很好的品格的塑造。
So that we can have a good character development.
让大家看到我们背后的你。
So that people can see us see you through us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求。
So we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.